You're listening to Radio TAB across South Australia, the Northern Territory, Queensland and Tasmania.
Time for some Tassie talk now on the Greyhound Show, and joining us as he does every Sunday morning is Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Now, I noticed in the last couple of meetings we've had a lot of double winners, winners that have gone on at their next start and won again impressively.
Yes, certainly have. Russell Watts was one of those with Rip Surf on Monday night, coming out and winning again on Thursday night. Pretty impressive both times. Your dog I haven't had much regard for, but he's just gone to another level lately.
Yeah, Her Highness in Hobart last week came out and won at Launceston on Monday night. That was the first leg of a winning double for Keith Nichols.
Yes, he's in terrific form, Keith and Joan. They just always seem to have a good dog in the kennel lately, and she might be another level again. She was super impressive at Launceston on Monday night, running 29.88 after coming off a quick 340-metre juvenile win at Hobart. And the key to her two runs so far has been how quick out she's been, and that was also the case for his second leg of his double with Miss Taylor, who came out running and was very impressive. Got a great team at the moment.
And Frimpong was another who went from Thursday night to Monday night and scored well.
Yes, Graham Moak trained, came here with only a couple of wins from way too many starts, but Graham's turned that around very quickly, and that was its third win, and took great advantage of box one at Launceston.
Devonport on Tuesday, good performance by Flying Pete in the middle stages of the meeting.
Yes, Peter O'Donnell. I don't think anyone knows his name's Peter because everyone just knows him as Dymo. Flying Pete's, he's only had a few runs with it. That was its third win, and clearly its most impressive, even though it ran fast time in Hobart. It came from back in the field early on Tuesday, and there was a lot of authority in the win. I think he'll go right on that dog.
Now, in living memory, Tony Dawson's always had a very good greyhound in the kennel. He's still got one with flash innings.
Yes, he's got one of the very few dogs that won 50 races in Tasmania, and that was Stylish Doctor, and he had another one, Stylish Teddy, which won 48. Flash innings isn't in the league of those two, but she's a very good quality bitch. She led all the way to win the Devonport City of Devonport Cup, 25.58. We just get used to that at Devonport now, but she was very impressive, and Clubfoot was very good running second.
And in the following race, well, close finishes were the order of the day at Devonport on Tuesday, and none closer than race number 8, a nose, and a dead heat.
Just an amazing finish, wasn't it? I don't think I've ever stilled the frame on the video and seen the equal third dog beating a nose virtually. Very good to see Jonks Ginger win for Joanne Ivory. Joanne, great asset to the greyhound game, very popular, doesn't have very many runners, and Jonks Ginger should win again for her.
Certainly finished the race off well. An underclass hero running 25.28 in the last race of the day.
Yeah, ridiculous time. I mean, underclass hero's a terrific pup, but I keep saying it. If Lily Pilly Lad ran on this track now, I did say 24.8. I'll make it 24.5. He'd run on this track now. But the underclass hero for Mick Stringer is a real prospect, isn't he?
How about Thursday night, the Breeders' Classic winner from Launceston, Winburn Rush, back in the winners' list.
Yes, good to see. I think she just got lost at a debut on Hobart last week. She just jumped straight to the front on Thursday night, 26-27. She's one of a very good litter.
And a winning double in the shape of Fifth Turtle and Rockville for the Howard Kennel.
Yeah, good to see Nick Howard. Hasn't had a lot of luck just lately, but Fifth Turtle won with great authority, running 26.31 at only its second start. It will definitely win again and looks to have the right habits. And the star of the kennel, Rockville, he beat a very good grade 2 and 3 field. He went head-for-head with Teddy Tomboy, which was resuming, and he ran out of puff up the straight. But Rockville was just way too good, and the 26.11 was excellent.
Have you got a greyhound for us to follow this week?
Look, a dog with a very strange name. It made its debut. Anthony Bullock actually ran first and second in the 340-metre race with Honest to Rod and Take Up Feathers. The second of those, Take Up Feathers, is the dog to follow. It was on debut, came out of a very poor box, and it had to really bustle its way, which isn't the way to do it in the 340, and I just like the way it went to the line.
Take Up Feathers, the greyhound to follow. Thanks for your time again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.
Event card coming up tomorrow night in Launceston to tip us all the winners. It's Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Well, that winning run of yours is continuing, so let's kick off in the first leg of the quadrilla. Callaway George has been in pretty good form.
Yeah, Shane, I thought his run last week was very good behind Rip Surf. Rip Surf's come out on Thursday night and made the form good. It's clearly on top pick for me, number 2. Hellier Razor, probably the likely leader, Shane, and might give a ton of cheek, put it in for second. Seven, dog called House of Stark. Numerical form doesn't read good. I think he's going better than his form suggests for third. And off and running. Got some chance now. It's drawn closer to the fence. 2173.
The second leg is the grade four. Barnes Bay has been in top four.
He has been, Shane. This is a pretty handy field. I actually went with the eight runner, Blue McCool. I think he's going quite good at the moment, this greyhound. Just think from box eight, he might zoom down the outside and be hard to beat. Three Barnes Babes, definitely the clear second pick and might even be on top pick when it comes close to betting. One proven Souser from the Reds got a chance, and Hannah Bowden, number six, it's also got a chance. 8, 3, 1, and 6.
Race 7 on the card is the grade 5. Well, Clubfoot wouldn't need to improve much on its last start effort.
No, its last start effort at Devonport Chain was very, very good. And look, this is a grade 5. I just think that his class alone, he'll win this race. I think clear second pick's number 7, Buckle Up Barney. I think it's going very, very good at the moment. Third pick's Bailey's Comet, number 2. And I also put in number 1, Son of Solo, although I'd prefer him seen drawn off the track. 6, 7, 2, 1.
And the final leg, where we've got an established star in Hellier Missile going around and the up-and-coming star, Real Caution, clashing.
Yeah, I went with 3, Real Caution, Shane. Just doing a speed map, there's a good chance that 3 might cross 2, and if that's the case, it might be the way the race is won and run. I went 3 to beat 2. 4, that was then going quite good at the moment, and I put in number 7, Helsinki, went OK at its last start. 3, 2, 4, 7.
And what about a best bet on the card?
Shane, we have to wait till late. Race 10, number 8, Oscar Ralph. He was very good at Devonport on Tuesday. He comes up into a grade 5 at Launceston, and he looks class above him. He'd be about $1.50, $1.60, but I think you'll get the money.
So Richard Quadrella for Launceston tomorrow night. First league 2173, second league 8316, third league 6721, last league 3247, best bet race 10, number 8. Devonport on Tuesday. First leg of the quaddy, Red Nitro, comes up with a red box.
Yeah, Shane, look, if we can wind the clock back to 3 runs ago and he ran 25.55 from box 5, you'd really think box 1 would be right up his alley. He should zoom to the lead and he should be winning. 6 second, Bendigo Scott, resuming, hasn't raced since the 23rd of December. Look, he's got plenty of ability, he's got to be second pick. Third pick, I put in number 4, Winkley Bent, and for fourth, I put in number 8, Crash Dooley. It's a Queensland dog having its first run here, don't know anything about it. It's had 29 starts for 2 wins and 8 minor placings, so it's got some ability. 1, 6, 4, and 8.
The second leg is the grade 5.
Shane, I went with number 1, Shanlon Vapor. Just think the box 1 and down in class. It's been going around against Maury Barbar, Buckle Up Wiz and Glitzy Bling. Just think this is a drop in class. Box 1's right up at Sally. Take Up Jack. I would like to run at Hobart on Thursday night. Thought it would be second pick and might be a little bit of value. 2, Electronic, and 8, Flutter By. 1, 6, 2, and 8.
Third leg is the Invitation. Sing the song, Can It Overcome Box 1?
Yeah, well, Shane, over the weekend, had a look at a statistic from Box 1 at Box 1 all over Tasmania, and it's never won a race from Box 1, which is a worry, but I'm sticking my neck out and saying it looks an ideal race for it. 1 on top, 3, Teddy Tomboy. Now, he'll derive plenty of benefit from the run Thursday night in Hobart. He just knocked up the last 10 or 15 metres in that race. Think he's clear second pick. I put in number 4, Roxy Rhythm. Hasn't been sighted for nearly 4 months. Look, Robin Grubb wouldn't put it in if it weren't ready, so I put it in for third. And I also put in number 2, Buckle Up Brett. Now, this dog was spotted last week running home very, very good in a very, very hot field behind Flash Innings. It could be the KO dog. 1, 3, 4, and 2.
And the last leg is the grade 5, Frimpong. Now, where does this fit into your category? Airborne, flying, scorching, where's it sit?
None of the above, Shane. I actually think that he's probably a length or two below his absolute best. Even though he won at Launceston, he ran 30-14. Look, he wasn't convincing, but then I kept looking at this race over the weekend and I can't find one to beat him, so I've got to put him on top. 7 on top to beat 1, Hellier Evan. I thought his run last week was A-OK. 6, From the West is resuming, and 8, Said You Would. It's broke the 26-second barrier at Devonport, so that's a good plus. 7, 1, 6, and 8.
That makes the quaddy in the first leg, 1, 6, 4, 8. Second leg, 1, 6, 2, 8. Third leg, 1, 3, 4, 2. Lastly, 7, 1, 6, 8. Best bet.
Shane, I went race 2, number 6, King Nitro. He's had one start at Devonport and he was run unplaced. He's done two satisfactory trials since and they've both been in flying times. I can't find any depth in this race. I just think he'll win. Race 2, number 6, King Nitro.
So tipping Steve Hutt for a couple of winners at Devonport on Tuesday. I'm sure Steve hopes your selections are spot on as they usually are. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company too on the Greyhound Show next Sunday.
This is Radio TAB Australia.